I'm Andrew James Sawyers with JRS Evening News for Thursday, February 15. Coming up, Finance Minister tables $700 billion estimates of expenditure, crime prevention high priority for 2018-19 fiscal year, and significant allocation to fight frosty podrod cocoa disease in 2018-19 budget. The news in detail after the break.
Know someone here or in the diaspora who has made significant contributions to the social, economic, cultural, or political development of Jamaica? Nominate them for the Prime Minister's Jamaica 55 Commemorative Medal of Appreciation. Nomination forms available at jis.gov.jm or from the Protocol Department of the Office of the Prime Minister, OPM. Send completed forms to the Chancery of the Orders of the Societies of Honor, OPM, 1 Devon Road, Kingston, 10. Nominations close February 16.
Now the news. The government has presented a budget of $774 billion for the 2018-19 fiscal year. The figure is an increase of $64 billion when compared to the original estimates tabled last year. Details of the projections are outlined in the estimates of expenditure tabled in the House of Representatives by Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw on Thursday. $560 billion has been allocated for recurrent or housekeeping expenses and $216 billion for capital or developing spending. Some $173 billion has been allocated to Capital A projects, while Capital B projects have been given $43 billion. The Ministry of Finance and the Public Service has been allocated the largest sum, with $240 billion for recurrent expenses. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information gets the second largest amount, with $103 billion for recurrent expenditure. The Ministry of National Security has received a total of $66 billion, while the Ministry of Health has been allocated a total of $64 billion. For the first time, the budget also includes expenditure projections for financial years 2019-2020, 2020-21, and 2021-2022. Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen says crime prevention will continue to be a high priority for the 2018-19 fiscal year. Additional resources and support are to be provided to the security forces to fight crime. The Governor-General says the government will also be seeking approval from the House of Representatives for a number of legislative measures designed to improve crime-fighting efforts and better enable law enforcement agencies to interdict criminals. This will be accomplished through changes to legislation such as the Proceeds of Crime Act, Fingerprints and Firearms Acts, as well as the Anti-Gang and Parole Acts. Changes to the Justice Protection Amendment Bill will seek to provide greater protection for witnesses.
This fight against crime is one that we all must be a part of. It is one that we cannot afford to lose, and one that every Jamaican who wants to see a brighter day must be encouraged to join.
The Governor General was delivering the throne speech in Parliament Thursday, marking the official start of the 2018-19 legislative year. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Donovan Stanberry says the Ministry of Finance has made a significant allocation in the 2018-19 budget to control the spread of the frosty podrod disease. He says the disease management portfolio has been reassigned from the Cocoa Board to the Plant Quarantine Division in the Ministry.
We have started the sensitization. We have started the procurement in terms of what is required to fight disease. And we have a dedicated team guided by a technical committee. And we expect with the cooperation of the farmers to be able to make some critical inroads.
Mr. Stanberry was speaking in an interview with JIS News. In the meantime, farmers are being urged to practice the appropriate mitigation strategies to control the outbreak of the frosty podrod of cocoa disease. Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture ECA representative to Jamaica, Dr. Elizabeth Johnson, says training and sensitization sessions are being conducted in cocoa-producing parishes as part of efforts to control the spread of the disease. Dr. Johnson is urging farmers to attend the sessions.
It's important that the farmers are on board and they understand the process. So far, the farmers have been receptive. They are interested. They want to learn more.
Four parishes are facing outbreaks of the frosty podrod disease, which affects cocoa plants. A recent survey of seven cocoa-producing parishes shows the disease has been identified in Clarendon, St. Catherine, St. Andrew, and St. Mary, with Clarendon the most affected. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.